What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the greatest podcast on earth. Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Today is November 20th, 2023. We're a few days out from Thanksgiving. Time to get everybody's drunk uncle and our cousins and everybody's go get together and just have a celebration, a wonderful time. Fill those bellies, sit up, watch football, or do whatever it is that you do, man. Wishing nothing but success and blessings to each and every one of you for tuning in. Today was a beautiful day, about 70 degrees. Felt good outside. Went and took my son to get a haircut. Did some cleaning up. Went and took some trash out. I had to take a bunch of stuff out of my garage, reorganize the garage, put some shelving up. You would think I was on like some type of Adderall, all the work I was able to get done, but I was focused just off a cup of coffee and these Celsius energy drinks that I've been drinking, which I need to stop. I got to stop drinking it. I mean, they keep me up, they keep me going, but you got to know your dosage when using a Celsius energy drink. But what's up, y'all? What's good? Everybody good? Are you feeling okay? Are you feeling okay? Is everybody all right? That's good. That's good. All right, we're going to kick this off today. First and foremost, our good brother Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg has tricked the world. A couple days ago, Snoop had did a post. And I did a video about it where Snoop said he was done with smoke. He was done, and he said it was for health reasons or something like that. I was a little bit alarmed by that. I said, I don't know. I think the world has come to an end. I'm happy for him that he take care of his health, but I don't want to see a fat-faced, light-skinned Snoop Dogg, which is probably what would happen if Snoop was to stop smoking. Snoop will get fat. Snoop will be looking like Charles Barkley, if he stopped smoking, that he would just swell up. And I didn't want to see that. Turns out that this was all a scam. It was to get people to buy some type of oven. We could take a look at this right here.
But I'm done with it. Done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all sticky icky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Clever.
The man went smokeless on a solo stove and shook up the world. I think this was a brilliant marketing tactic that Snoop employed. So shout out to him and shout out to whoever this stove is for. Let me see this.
I have an announcement. I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing, but I'm done with it. Done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all sticky icky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Clever.
So I don't know. Do you cook? Is this some type of barbecue pit? I don't know what the purpose of that is, but I just think this is brilliant marketing on Snoop's part. Also, to all of the people that said they were going to stop smoking and just literally jumped on the bandwagon because you saw Snoop do it. Now you done with smoking and you a health nut. What kind of fool do you feel like today, Brother Meek Mill? Soon as you saw him do it, here your ass come. Well, I hope you stick to it. Because he was just playing, which I kind of knew. My Virgo spider senses were tingling when he announced that. I said, nah, I can't see Snoop done smoking. And if he is, it's going to be for 2 days, okay? But this was brilliant. But to go back to this thing of all these people jumping on the bandwagon, I think Boosie, Meek, they all piled on this bandwagon. And it's just to show you that, you know, the nature of the business, man. The nature of this business, just garnering attention, jumping on the bandwagon. And y'all look crazy right now. Y'all look crazy, man. Just stick to what it is that you do. Do you. Don't worry about Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about Snoop D-O-double-G. Do what you do. You don't have to, just because he said it, everybody starts circling around. No. Snoop ain't gonna never stop smoking. even if something happened to her, he gonna say, well, hell, it's already done. He gonna keep going, baby. Ain't, you know, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of weed. It ain't never really hurt nobody. So I'm glad. I'm so glad that happened. So people can see people are just so bandwagony. And speaking of bandwagony, why ain't nobody talked about Deion in Colorado no more? Why ain't nobody talking about Deion in Colorado, man? Y'all went down there, they won 3 games. I don't see nobody rah-rah-run because he losing right now. And this is the whole nature of this business, man. And I kind of vomit when I think of that. Like, people are just so, it's all clout. The whole thing is clout, man. They need to come out with a sneaker called the Clout 1 or the Clout 2. I might even come out with a jogging suit to say clout. That's all it's about. You know, Deion go down there versus Jackson State where he won 7 games, no losses. Everybody down there, you know. Then he moved to Colorado. All the black people say, ah, it's okay, even though, you know, the money came from out of the HBCUs and he done dimmed the lights at Jackson State. Hey, all right, it's Deion. You got to do what's best for you. Now he down there. They won the first game, the second game, the third game. I even think they won the fourth game or missed the fourth game, one later down the road. You had everybody down there, every rapper, every celebrity, The Rock. I mean, everybody descended upon the University of Colorado. Now they're losing and nobody's saying anything. And when you say something, you speak on it, it's like, ah, you're hating or so. You can't, so I could get applause, but you can't give any ridicule. You can't point out the obvious. And that's just this world that we're in. So shout out again to Snoop. That was a great experiment to show you that people are just no good. This is what it is. People are no good. Okay. Moving right along, Diddy settled that lawsuit relatively quickly. You know, Cassie had came up on charges with Diddy, for rape, and I don't know. She had to do a lot of stuff she didn't want to do. He brought men in there. He's watching the men, filming her as she does what she does, and she was 18. She left her boyfriend. She gets with Diddy. She's living the life with this billionaire. It's this woman. They're running all around the world, and she's getting the money, the lavish lifestyle. And I am not with abuse of any women of any kind. I'm not down for that. But you go through this process, you sue him. I guess he sent you the $30 million or the $10 million, and that's it. No criminal charges, a process, nothing. Diddy will lay low for about a year. He's going to lay super, super low, go quiet, and then he's going to reemerge again. Now, the question I would have for Cassie, which would be a valid question, does that heal you? Does the money, when you go through such heinous acts of what happened to you, does the money like make it go away? Are you healed now? Are you from the mental torment that you got and everything you went through? Because like I say, I'm not for abuse and I'm not for victim blaming, but why not go, you know, the full route? You know, why no criminal charges, just a civil suit? You extracted money from the man. And I'm not doubting your claims. I'm not sitting here doubting her claims. I'm not about to do a Slim Thug here. But I'm just saying, if there are other women out there that's going through this, why no criminal charges filed? And if that's the case, was the money that you received and the lavish lifestyle and the gifts, was that not in exchange for what you did or something? I don't know, but for whatever reason you got the money and everything is washed away. Now I'm pretty sure that Diddy is going to have a lot of people lining up on him. They're going to get in line to start to receive checks because money's low, Hollywood is down, the music business is down, so people are going to come out of the woodworks. That's what I'm seeing. There was a great post, and I want to read this. This post that was written by Artemis Gordon. Artemis Gordon is on Instagram, and he really breaks it down. And I want to read what he said because he expressed it better. I'm going to read what he said. And this is what Artemis Gordon had to say in regards to this settled lawsuit accusing Diddy of rape and abuse. Victory is so sweet, isn't it? Justice was served, right? The situation is similar to that of Colin Kaepernick's in that I told you once he secured his settlement that there could be no more complaining because he signed off on it once he got his check. The bad behavior didn't get punished. It got washed away in tears of joy, wiped with $100 bills. I thought the goal was to bring people to justice as the facts of the case has the bag dead to rights. Finally, bag would be brought to justice for everything they've done wrong to everyone. Now bag is able to go back to the drawing board and build a better mousetrap. He will lay lower than low for some time and find a way to reemerge as a sympathetic figure. Meanwhile, what about the Ventura Fine household? Does this help them heal? Well, AG, she will feel better crying in a range. Again, as opposed to her Prius. Will she really? Does the settlement actually change anything? Does it bring that lost time back? Does the pain subside? Will it stop? Bag. You know, I guess bag they talking about, you know who. From the dirty dealings of keeping the Ventura Fine household from working. No, it won't. There was a missed opportunity here to stand up for the millions of women that are in or have dealt with DV. I don't know what DV is. When you deal with rich and powerful men who are alleged abusers, you have to want to hit them where it hurts. It has to be on court record as an actual part of their history so that when others address or deal with them as DVers, they can legally do so without recourse. This cycle will repeat itself, not today or tomorrow, not necessarily Miami or LA, but it will be back. Who's going to take the weight to stop it, though? A signature can't make the hurt go away, can it? Wow. That was a great statement. And you have to ask her, why not? You know, if there are other women involved, you know, they went and got R. Kelly. And I don't want to see the man go down because who knows? Like they say, him settling this case is not an admission of guilt. However, I believe the world will perceive it to be. I'm not saying that the man is guilty at all, but the world, the perception is out, is that these heinous acts were done. And maybe there are other young women involved who have been hurt. Who knows? Who knows? And speaking of suing, our brother Boosie is suing everybody. Boosie was recently in the news. Boosie is suing his brother for some money or something, $5 million for some artist. Now he's suing Rod Wave for his music. And my thing is, look, Boosie cool with me, right? But Boosie, you've been standing on being a gangster and no snitching and not talking to the police. You've been doing this now for 20 years, man. Stand on that now. I find it rather ironic when gangster street rappers pick a convenient time to use the court and legal systems. And I'm only saying that because I am a citizen who doesn't mind calling the police. I'm not a tough guy. I'm not street. But if you're going to, you know, make your living off telling people, you know, like about staying down, being hood, being tough, stay tough. Walk the course. Don't be scared, man. Don't be scared. Go get your brother. Go get Rodway. Show him how real you are. That's the thing. And I know you're not going to do it because that would be stupid to do it. So just tell these kids, listen, the street life is stupid. It doesn't make any sense. And we could all be civil, right? And that's why you go into the court, because you don't want to get tricked up off of the streets. As so many others before you have, listening to the rhetoric that you put out and the rhetoric that your cohorts put out, and they've been putting out over years. We went from the crack, we had the crack era and then this music era of hip hop, which is nothing more than wrestling, because they all had us believing. You know, we all thought NWA was the toughest brothers on earth. We all thought that, you know, we thought everybody was so real. Everybody this, everybody that. And we were on the receiving end, the bad receiving end of that as a community because we listened to these rhymes. You got people in the hood, they want to be successful. They can't get out. And then you find out a lot of these guys are not living the way they say they were living. But it left the community destitute. It left the community in peril. It left the community with a mindset of the police is not our friend and we must protect the hustler and the street guy and the guy that's committing the crimes and oppressing us. We have to somehow hold hands and give him love and you know, help him. This is what that music has done. So I'm saying that to say, stand on what you stand on. Don't make it convenient. Somebody take your music, go see about them. Your brother took that money, go see about them. Talk about what you talk. You see what I'm saying? Or just denounce it totally. Denounce it. Denounce it. Because it don't even make sense to be 40, you know, 40 going on 50 years old, even talking about that, especially when you're a man of means, when you're rich and you got acres of land and lots of money and you employ many, many people. It just doesn't make sense. It's okay to rap about what you really do, like being in the house with your kids and how you love that, or building, you know, adding other homes on your acreage and family and things. You can rap about that, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to continue kicking this gangster street can down the road. So I'm only calling this out to just point out the true irony in him lowering up and going to the court. And furthermore, a lot of you gangster street dudes, you never go see about the people at Universal and BMG and none of them music groups. Those are the ones that's really sticking it to you and taking it out of your pocket. You never, ever go see about them people. Them people that don't look like your people, you don't go see about them. So I just really wanted to point that out. Also, today, the brother Wayne Brady was in a car accident, which led to a physical altercation with another driver. That was reported today. Wayne Brady, somebody hit him from behind, and it looked like, I don't know if the guy was drunk or what, but Wayne Brady got out of the car and put hands on the man. Wayne Brady is really that guy that Dave Chappelle showed us on the Chappelle Show. Brady wasn't having it. And I'm sure, to the guy's surprise, he was shocked. I mean, if you hit Wayne Brady from behind and you get out of the car and you see it's Wayne Brady, you probably like, man, what's up? You know, you're not looking for Wayne Brady to be aggressive whatsoever. But Wayne Brady turned up on him. I never would have thought Wayne would have done it. I don't know if he's protecting himself or what. I don't know how bad it was, but like I said, Hollywood is in peril. The world is in peril, and it's probably coming from the pressures of Hollywood, from like nobody watching none of these shows, from not being able to work, from money drying up, because a lot of times when people are in these moods and you're confronted or somebody fights you, it's not even about you. It's about them. And it's about the mental space that they are in at that time. Here's a guy, rich guy. You hit me in the back, you know, in the back of the car. Hey, I don't care. I got 20 cars. You know what I'm saying? That's when the money's right. But when the money could be funny, things going a little bit cold. There's some aggression there. It happens to us all, right? Even myself, I get down sometimes. You want to take that out on somebody. So maybe that's what it was. And I think it is, because I've been doing reports on the state of Hollywood and what I see and what my Virgo sensibilities tell me. And it's just not looking good in Hollywood no more. I could be totally wrong. You know, I'm just a small-time guy, and I have done some stuff in Hollywood. I'm on the show right now. Y'all check it out. Life and Beth, our season 2, should be coming out shortly. But I'm just talking. And I, you know, that's just how I feel. So tell the good brother Wayne Brady to call me and we can talk about it. Also today, Chick-fil-A is about to start drone delivery. Chick-fil-A, you go to Chick-fil-A, there's 700 cars in the drive-thru at all times. You would think that Chick-fil-A is putting crack in their sandwiches because everybody wants to eat this delicious Chick-fil-A. But now they're doing drone delivery. I want to show y'all this. Just watch closely. Let me make this. Y'all see this? Look at that. I'm going to make it bigger. This is them at Chick-fil-A. I don't want to play the music. The guy's coming out. He hands it to this drone delivery man, okay? The man is putting the chicken sandwich in the drone. They have some type of stand. I guess they did a little air towel, and that is the chicken being dropped down to this guy who is standing in the middle of a field to get his chicken. My goodness. Is that how bad we want to eat chicken now? Like, this is insane. This is insane. Let's play that again for those of y'all who didn't see it. Once again, Chick-fil-A is starting a drone delivery service. And there you go. I guess you hit the app. The drone tanker goes up. Drone man comes in to retrieve your sandwich. The Chick-fil-A workers put it into the bag, give it to drone man. He puts it in this big box thing. Drone man walks out to the tower, which is sitting right outside the store. He hands it to another drone. Well, no, he puts it in the actual drone. And then, bam, I guess your coordinates will already be there. So now we will be in a world where chicken sandwiches are raining out of the sky. And people, I guess, I don't know if people will be tackled, if homeless people will knock you over as you're catching your chicken box because they want to eat too. This is where we're at right now in society. We're going to drone delivery for chicken sandwiches as well as Amazon. Amazon as well is also will be delivering through drone delivery, and that will be medication. So I guess we'll all just sit in the house, we'll be fat, and we just hit buttons. Things will come out of the sky. Drivers will deliver at our door. There will be no reason to live, to go outside at all. And people will have to really take vitamin D by mouth because we won't be able to really walk outside. The earth just reached its threshold of 2 degrees Celsius, which was reported by the European Weather Association. So we're going to see a lot of true climate change where it's so hot that you probably won't even be able to go outside. And we'll just all be sitting in the house, fat, eating our chicken and ordering our medication because we'll eat the chicken. It'll, you know, this fried food and that chicken will give us the high blood pressure. And then we'll sit there and hit our button to get our medication dropped to us as we go back and scroll and just sit on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook until China comes and kicks our doors in and takes over. And we're all talking Chinese. This is where we're going. So I need everybody to call me. This has been a great, great show today. If you like what I'm doing, man, please go to my YouTube page too. Y'all can subscribe to LeVar Walker TV. My Facebook people, shout out to y'all. Y'all really hold me down. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Tomorrow, I'm going to just go live tomorrow. Tomorrow will be an actual live show. We won't be doing a pre-record. We're going to do straight live, and we're going to have a really, really good time. So I guess I can wrap this up. Let me remove this off of here. Let me take that off. So we're going to wrap this up today, man. Once again, I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you guys for the love, the support, the likes. If you see me in your city, please come out to a city or town. Also, sign up for my email list. That'll do me some justice. Sign up for my email list at LeVarWalker.com. LeVarWalker.com. Let me put this up. Sign up for my email list at LeVarWalker.com. Sign up for this right here. Sign up for my email list at LeVarWalker.com. And then when I got shows, if I drop a video or something doing actual stand-up comedy, it'll come right to you. Any merch will come right to you. And man, we can rock out, man. I really appreciate and I love each and every one of you guys. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, but we will be going live. All my chat people, I'm coming live tomorrow. So thank you guys. Good night. God bless. See you tomorrow at 7 p.m. This has been another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast.